It is tourist season for our state, which means you might hear many out-of-state visitors guessing at how to pronounce Michigan words, as this Pure Michigan promotional video jokingly points out.
Onondaga?
Onondaga?
Ogondwa?
Onondaga.
Onondaga.
Oh,
Okueko. Okueko?
Kayak.
Okwek?
Quebec.
We're in Canada now.
Ontonagon.
Yeah, Ontonagon, that one's easy.
Ontonagon?
Ontonagon?
Ontonagon!
Oh my god, I can't believe this place even exists in Michigan.
Kitchit Tiki Keepy?
Kitchit.
These are not the only Michigan words that can trip us up. WMUK's Sevilla Mann takes us further into Michigan's many mispronunciations and a new guidebook for correct pronunciations.
Traffic is bustling on a late afternoon in this small southwest Michigan town.
The biggest one that we hear, and I hear it all the time, is Dowagiac.
Dowagiac, yeah. Yeah, I hear that one a lot.
That's Steve Arsenault and Keith Layton in the city of Dowagiac.
Usually doctor's offices, you know, when you give them the area code and then they punch it in, they go, okay, now tell me the name of the city.
They want you to say it so they don't get it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always hear Dowagiac.
Yeah, it's like, Dowagiac.
Get rid of the I.
People put in an extra I.
Well, there is an I there. They just don't know to ignore it.
And that's Debbie Rohde and David Hollister in the city spelled Dowagiac. Dowagiac is one of close to 2,000 entries in a guide called You Say It How in Michigan? It's a project of Michigan's Braille and Talking Book Library, where, as librarian Betsy Branch explains, volunteers record books for people who can't use standard print. Branch says that includes books set in the state.
A lot of those materials have Michigan place names that aren't always so easy to pronounce.
Branch says she looked for a guide, but she couldn't find one.
So I said, let's make our own.
Branch says that as she researched, she came across towns she'd never heard of.
A lot of them are so small that they probably won't be printed in a book that we're going to record.
But she put them in anyway.
Maybe that's the librarian in me just wanting to be complete and having it all included.
Audio files let users hear the name, not just read it. The first place on the list is a rural township in northern Lower Michigan.
Acme.
And the last is a city in Saginaw County.
Zilwaukee.
Yes, that's Zilwaukee, like Milwaukee, except with a Z. Some famous Michiganders get a nod, among them
Aretha Franklin.
And
Derek Jeter.
There's also an entry for the card game Euchre, and as librarian Betsy Branch explains, a favorite baked good spelled P-A-S-T-Y.
Don't say pasty, don't say pastry. It's definitely pasty.
The guide gives two correct pronunciations for Michigan's biggest city.
People in other parts of the state say Detroit, you know, Detroit. And people around the Detroit area say Detroit.
Talking Book readers can take their pick. After the guide launched about 2.5 years ago, the library amended a couple of entries where, it turned out, it got the name wrong. As the Morning Sun of Alma reported, a community in Isabella County that looks on paper like Weidman is actually pronounced Wademan. And in Gratiot County, a tiny town that's spelled like the ancient city of Pompeii is pronounced
Pompeii.
Jen Coleman says she's lived in Pompeii for about 30 years. She hadn't heard about the You Say It How in Michigan guide, but she thinks it'll come in handy for more than just Pompeii.
I still laugh when I hear people say Charlotte, Michigan, or Okemos.
Because it's supposed to be Charlotte and Okemos.
And a lot of them up north, you know, Sault Ste. Marie, I'm sure, is on there. And even Mackinac, I'm sure, is on there.
Mackinac, with that tricky C on the end, is definitely on the list. I'm Sevilla Mann.